Day 21. Communion Shared with Leaders. First Timothy 1 and 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
One night I walked onto the bridge and was confronted with what looked like controlled chaos. The night was black and filled with surface contacts, ships that cannot be spotted with the naked eye, but are clearly seen by radar. The captain was busy fielding information and deciphering relayed intelligence for those who stood duty on the bridge. I could see this was not a time to chat or simply pass the time in idle conversation. The captain, a godly man, called me to the side and said,
"Chaps, I could sure use communion."
I knew that our operational schedule was keeping him from worship and partaking of this much-needed and required ritual before the Lord. What a joy to have been asked, though I chastised myself for not having pursued this opportunity on my own. I had my staff carefully prepare the elements of communion, and the next morning I journeyed to the bridge to personally share the Lord's Supper with our ship's commanding officer. Every step was a joy and brought to mind the words of the Apostle Paul about the need to make supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks for all that are in authority. All of these above requirements are in place when the people of God share communion with one another. Remember, help me to reach out to all in authority, especially those who lead, to offer words of encouragement, to plant a spiritual seed. The stress and strain of command must always be evident to me, if we are to be the effective servants you, Lord, call us to be. Questions to consider. Have I checked on the spiritual well-being of my leaders? If not, why not? What can I do to break down perceived barriers? Reflection for the day. Consider the times you have spent in communion with others and God.
There is a fountain filled with blood.